This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. And here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for July 29th, 2022. Disney Parks and Experiences will host the Wonderful World of Dreams Pavilion at the D23 Expo 2022. The new pavilion invites attendees to step into new stories, attractions, and adventures that Walt Disney Imagineers are bringing to life around the globe. It will include a sneak peek of Tiana's Bayou Adventure at Disneyland and the Magic Kingdom, the continued transformation of Epcot, whatever might be left at this point other than Moana and, you know, event space, new Frozen-themed experiences, which we assume would mean the lands in both Paris and Hong Kong, and maybe even a little bit of Fantasy Springs out at Tokyo Disney Sea, the Disney Cruise Line, and more. Guests of the D23 Expo will get the first access to Disney Me, an all-new digital avatar in the Play Disney Parks app. This experience empowers guests to express their Disney style by creating their own unique Disney Me. To celebrate the launch of Disney Me as part of Disney Uncharted Adventure on the Disney Wish, you know, the thing that was advertised to launch with the ship but still hasn't, guests at the D23 Expo will be invited to a quest that can only be completed at the event. Attendees will uncover specially designed Disney Wish and D23 Expo digital clothing and accessories for their Disney Me around the show floor. Starting in September, D23 Expo guests will need to download the latest Play Disney Parks app to be ready to create their Disney Me and join the Disney Me D23 Expo quest during the convention. Real quick pause. Number one, I mentioned the Disney Wish. My honest review of the Disney Wish is now up here on the channel if you'd like to watch it. We do have a lot more content, dining reviews and such, going up on the site over the next few days still. But one of the, as we said in the review, the ship felt like it wasn't ready. One of those things that was heavily advertised was that AR game that was supposed to be through the Play Disney Parks app. And no one on the ship wants to mention it. You bring it up, it's like, what are you talking about? So it's nice to see it mentioned again. But then again, this pretty much confirms that the Expo guests will be the first to play around with the Disney Me that is a part of that, which means that still there's another month or so of people who are on the Disney Wish who will not be getting an experience that was advertised to them, which is nonsense. So Disney does everything on time, right? Speaking of the Expo, Imagineers will talk about the origin and popularity of Duffy and Friends during a panel at the Expo. Duffy the Disney Bear originally debuted as a plush at Walt Disney World and Disneyland Resort, but wasn't initially as popular as Disney hoped. Duffy was then, this says, moved over to Tokyo Disney. The real story is that Disney had a surplus of these things, didn't know what to do with them, and Tokyo Disney Resort, OLC, was looking for a character, a wholly unique character to introduce at Disney Sea. And as the story goes, there was a big board meeting with all these male, older Japanese executives, and the Disney people put a Duffy, at that point the Disney Bear, in front of each of them, and these older Japanese businessmen could not put the plush down. They fell in love with it and immediately decided this had to be a thing for Disney Sea, and it became a cultural phenomenon. So you may remember a decade ago, they did try to reintroduce Duffy in the States. He had a meet and greet at Epcot and at California Adventure, and they really tried to push it again. And again, the U.S. audience was like, nah. But now a lot more time has passed, right? And the world continues to shrink as social media and use of such things grows. More people are aware of the world farther away from them, right? So I think the belief is that they can make it work this time. I mean, it has worked at Aulani. It's worked, obviously. It was a no-brainer that it would work in the other Asia parks in Hong Kong and Shanghai, which are actually, you know, owned or partially owned by Disney. The idea here is with this presentation, it is believed they will announce that they are reintroducing Duffy to the U.S. markets again, and we will see how that goes. Personally, I don't care about Duffy. Like, I like them. Gelatoni's the one I like. I like cats. He's very cute. He's Italian, and he paints. He has a real job, unlike some of the other Duffy friends. So I really like that. So if we find a way, I think Gelatoni would outsell Duffy and Shelley May here in the U.S. personally. I hope that's their goal here. But it's believed at the Expo that they will announce the reintroduction of the Duffy friends formally in the U.S. Jordan Fisher, known for supporting roles in Disney Channel's Livin' Maddie and Teen Beach Movie, and known for a lot of other things, thinks that Happily Ever After, the nighttime spectacular at the Magic Kingdom, should return. Fisher, of course, along with Angie Kielhauer, performed the show's original theme song. He posted a video on Twitter a few days ago asking, quote, is Happily Ever After going to come back at some point? Like, shouldn't it come back? And he tagged Walt Disney World in the tweet. Disney, of course, has not responded. Happily Ever After replaced Wishes in 2017. Happily Ever After then had its final performance on September 29, 2021. It was replaced by Disney Enchantment as part of the world's most magical celebration. Of course, Disney has been surveying guests about Enchantment, but it's well known, I think, publicly. A lot of people do not like the new show. So this is interesting that someone involved in the old show has come out and been like, hey, so after the 50th is over, you're gonna bring that back? And I think we all agree that it should. I firmly believe come March or April of next year, we'll get Happily back. Maybe with a new scene or two, or maybe not. It doesn't matter. Either way, would be a vast improvement over Enchantment, which I have not heard anyone say a positive thing about to this point. The second Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party at the Magic Kingdom for 2022 has sold out. Halloween night sold out within about a month and a half of tickets going on sale. Now, Tuesday, August 16th is sold out. Tickets for the first party night are still available, which is a rarity. Those are $129. Tickets for the rest of the month are also still available, starting at $99. Call in the spirits wherever they're at in style with this new Haunted Mansion cardigan inspired by the attraction's famous wallpaper. I'm sure at this point that every single possible item mankind has ever created has had this wallpaper on it now. It's available at Memento Mori in the Magic Kingdom. It's $69.99. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Get exclusive access to content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. Special shout out to all the Wigs members watching who make this show happen each and every week. Of course, our Club 33 and up members do get their live Zoom with Tom this evening. We'll see you there. Walt Disney World has a sweet new scented Loungefly ear headband inspired by Mickey Premium Bars. We found the Mickey Premium Bar ear headband at the Mouse About Town shop in Hollywood Studios, which has my favorite sign in all of Walt Disney World. The Loungefly Mickey Premium Bar Ear Headband is $39.99, and it's scented. It smells like ice cream. You can also just get actual ice cream if you want. I think it's also $39.99. I'm joking. It's not that much yet. Walt Disney World has a series of 15th anniversary apparel, part of the 50th anniversary vault collection as they roll through all those park anniversaries of the past. There's a drawstring skirt for $35.99, a 15th anniversary tee for $36.99, and a 15th anniversary crop top for $36.99. And I'm preparing to be completely broke when the 20th and 25th anniversary merchandise finally hits. Those are the two I remember vividly from my childhood. A new Oga's Cantina coaster set is available for purchase from the Jewels of Bith in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge at Hollywood Studios. Of course, the paper coasters you take home from Oga's Cantina will break down after a while, but these wood coasters will last through all your beverage adventures. These new engraved wood coasters feature the designs from the much sought after coasters used in the bar, but in a more resilient medium for $24.99. An autumnal apple pie cupcake has returned to Gasparilla Island Grill at the Grand Floridian. This is the first fall treat to arrive at Disney World, you know, because it's July. The autumnal apple pie cupcake is $5.99. It's topped with sugar, pumpkins, and buttercream in shades of orange, yellow, brown, and sage. The review on our website. After around a year of delays, the highly anticipated Believe Sea of Dreams nighttime spectacular will finally debut at Tokyo DisneySea on November 11th. In Believe Sea of Dreams, Disney and Pixar friends remind dreamers to keep on believing and making their wishes come true. The show takes place on Mediterranean Harbor at Tokyo DisneySea, where the waters are transformed into a sea of dreams, a place filled with wishing stars that appear whenever someone makes a heartfelt wish. Transforming the harbor, the show features large boats gliding dynamically over the water surface, bright lasers and searchlights illuminating the night sky. And for the first time ever, images projected on the walls of Tokyo DisneySea's Hotel MiraCosta surrounding half of the harbor. The performance space is further enhanced by the characters from Disney and Pixar films and the performances of dancers, allowing guests to feel as if they have stepped into the beloved stories. Believe Sea of Dreams represents a 95 billion yen investment for the Oriental Land Company. Folks, that is around $700 million U.S., which is more than Cosmic Rewind cost, and I think closing in on Star Wars Galaxy's Edge territory, by the way. It'll be sponsored by NTT Docomo, as all Tokyo DisneySea nighttime spectaculars have been since 2001. The show was first promised to debut in 2021 as part of the park's 20th anniversary celebration. Of course, COVID delayed it. It will replace Fantasmic, which closed permanently on February 28th of 2020 when the parks closed due to COVID. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today, and have a great big beautiful tomorrow.
It's time to adjust that set and turn that dial to WDWNT-TV, our new channel where some of your favorite programming from the WDW News Today YouTube channel is heading. If you want to continue to see Boxed In on Fridays, Park Center on Sundays, and as well our Thursday night comedy variety show WDW News Tonight, you'll have to catch them at their new home, WDWNT-TV. It's easy to subscribe. Just put in the URL, WDWNT.TV, hit subscribe, and make sure you get those notifications. Again, this is the only way you'll be able to continue to see these great shows as they are moving away from the WDW News Today channel permanently. We hope to see you over there at our new home, WDWNT-TV. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming. Thank you.